this week I found myself very angry at one particular female sharp-shinned hawk who was hunting in my backyard. First, she made a pass at a male hairy woodpecker in my back box elder tree. The woodpecker yelled out a few obscenities and hightailed it out of there. Then she made a pass at one of my stupider pigeons who hadn't even bothered to fly off the power line until the hawk was less than a foot away after everyone else in the yard had disappeared. Even my squirrels were sitting tight by then. The hawk must have missed the pigeon. Not more than 2 minutes later, she was back. So far, I was interested, but hardly angry. I took a few photos of her and got back to my work. A few minutes later, I heard one of my pileated woodpeckers squawking. I ran to the window, and there was the hawk chasing my female pileated woodpecker who'd been in one of my neighbor's trees. From some angles, the hawk looked bigger than the pileated, and feisty as they are, I tend to associate sharp-shinned hawks with medium to small-sized songbirds, so I started doubting my original identification. In flight against the pileated, it seemed the right size for a Cooper's hawk, but it looked wrong. The tail feathers were all the same length rather than tapered, the head seemed small, and the neck much too short. Cooper's hawks have a weird bull-headed appearance to my eyes. The pileated would alight on a tree, and rather than freeze, she'd peck restlessly and then look around to see where the hawk had landed. In a few of my photos, the two birds look about the same size, but it was pretty clear to my eyes at the time, and in my photos after the fact, that the pileated was a little bigger, but not much. The Cornell Lab of Ornithology's All About Birds website calls the Sharpie a tiny hawk, but it looked pretty darn big to me. I was starting to doubt my original identification. I was certain it was not a Cooper's, but could it be a northern goshawk? It did have a fairly conspicuous white eyebrow line, a normal feature of goshawks, and it did seem pretty huge, so I started wondering and decided to consult with a real expert. Frank Nicoletti, the banding director at Hawk Ridge in Duluth, has held thousands of goshawks over his long career and a couple of orders of magnitude more sharp-shinned hawks. He was nice enough to look at my photos to help me with the identification. He confirmed that the bird was a Sharpie, but understood my confusion about how huge it looked attacking the pileated. Frank told me that it's weird, but of the three accipiters, the Cooper's hawk is the outlier, and that a lot of people just don't realize that it's easier to confuse immature Sharpies and goshawks than either one with Coopers. I'm supposed to be sort of an expert, but really, to get good, you need to spend day after day, week after week, year after year watching them and holding them in the hand as Frank does to be a genuine expert at hawk ID. Frank is also one of the world's nicest guys, so he wouldn't have made me feel foolish about not being certain about whether my bird was a Sharpie or a goshawk, but I was still relieved when he said young Sharpies and goshawks can be oddly easy to confuse. The one in my yard was clearly a female to be as large relative to the pileated as she was. Anyway, the hawk dive-bombed the pileated 10 or 12 times while I watched. I lost count after I got to 8. The pileated kept alighting on a tree trunk or the power pole, tapping restlessly and then flying off to another one, the hawk in hot pursuit as the woodpecker cursed, the way the hairy woodpecker had, only in pileated speak. I don't think a pileated would act that way with a goshawk, and if it did, it probably wouldn't have survived more than 2 or 3 of those flights. This whole drama started in my neighbor's yard to the east, then in my own yard for several attacks, and then moved on to my neighbor to the west and beyond. I lost track of both of them when they were 3 houses down and moving west. For the rest of the afternoon until dark, I kept scanning the trees to see whether my pileated would come back, but neither she nor the male appeared again until the male came in and ate bedtime snacks at 3 feeders before flying off toward one of his night roost trees. I'm going to be a nervous wreck for the next day or two until I see the female again. Yes, I like cocks in general, but not when one goes for my pileated woodpecker. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.